Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Fuchina Kirkendall and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Tonight's going to be a very special night, and I'm really looking forward to the show tonight. I'm trying to get into my Facebook Live tonight, so let's see if we can get this on here. And we're going to do this. You know, I do not start the show off without prayer because this is going to be a very special night. I am so excited about my guest that will be calling in and is saying, is asking for the host. This is going to be an interesting night tonight. So let's see what's going on. It's saying it's waiting for the host. That is weird. So let's see what's going on. I may have to cancel this show and call back in. This is very weird. This is interesting. So let's just see what's going on. She says she can hear me. Good. I can't see you on my switchboard. Let's hold on a second. I may need to call back in. Anyway, let's see what we're going to do. We might have to do this Facebook Live. Get on me on Facebook Live, sweetheart. Go on my Facebook page. I'm Facebook Live, and I'm going to bring you on Facebook Live because there's nothing, no stop will block the situation. So with that being stated, I don't start the show off without prayer, so let's just go into it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. Hallelujah, Lord, is the highest praise that we could give you right now. And regardless of what's going on with technical difficulties, we are going to press forward. We're going to move forward because it is the power that you give to speak up and to speak out. So we cancel any technical difficulties. We cancel any interruptions. We cancel any stumbling blocks that the enemy is trying to put in us because he cannot stop us and he cannot block us right now in the name of Jesus. So as we move forward tonight, Lord, I ask you to humble me now as I come before your throne, Lord. I ask you to take me, Sheena, Lord, and I ask you that, and I invite your Holy Spirit to come in as I'm humbling myself down. I thank you for my guest tonight as she brings this powerful message. Now I see why the enemy is trying to block it. But that being stated, I ask you to just go in front of us, Lord, and just remove all the stumbling blocks that's trying to block our way. And I ask you to bring peace. I ask you to bring power because you said there's power in the blood. There's power in your name. And as we move forward tonight to bring this message, I ask you for those who are meant to hear it, that it is received. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. So with that being stated, my guest, I know that you can hear me, but I cannot see you on my dial thing for some reason, whatever reason. So we're going to do this a little differently. I'm going to ask you to call in on Facebook Live, and I'm going to bring you in on Facebook Live. That's how we're going to do it tonight. So this is something different for me tonight. So I need you to call in, and that's my guest, Miss Joyce McClain. She is actually my guest for tonight. I need you to call in on Facebook Live. So, did I even start it? Okay. So I hope I'm on it. Can y'all tell me if I'm actually on live? Because I feel like I'm not. So I think I am on live now. So when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I will tell you, it's something special. So it's going to be a powerful show tonight. I am so looking forward to because my guest tonight is Miss Joyce McClain, and she is the author of Speak to the Storm. Who is running your race? And we have many races in our lives, and it could be from depression. It could be from anything. But in this case, we are talking about survivors, and we know all about survivors for those who are known. So those of you out there listening, please. please let me know that you're out there. Let me know that you're out there. I want to see if I can see these comments coming in. Let me know that you're out. That will be great. And let me know if you can hear me as well. So we're going to try to work this through. So, Joyce, I know that you're on the Blog Talk. I need you to chime into my Facebook Live so I can get you on screen tonight. We're going to do something very different. So with that being said, I am waiting for her to chime in so we could get her on here because she has a powerful message. So going back to Miss Joyce, Joyce is a very dear friend of mine, and we go way back, way, way back. She is a cancer survivor, and we have been friends for so long. In fact, she's the one that took me to my chemo treatment. So, yes, I did have chemo at one point in my life, and she's the person that actually took me to the chemo treatment. And so to have her here on the show tonight is going to be very interesting. So I'm hoping that she will be calling in to let me know that she's on the line. So let's see if I could get her in here. It is going to be a powerful night tonight. On tonight. If you are there, Joyce, call me on my Facebook Live. Chime in on my Facebook Live so I can actually get you on the video. So we're doing something very different tonight. Very, very different. And if you all there, I need for you all to just shout out to me and let me know that you can hear me, one, and then two, that you're actually there, because it seems like there's a lot of people that's on the live that I saw earlier, and I don't see anyone. So I just need someone to shout out and let me know that you're there. This is very interesting, but we're going to keep it moving. And I'm going to keep it moving as if you are there. So with that being stated, I'm waiting for Joyce to come in. But who are familiar with storms? We all deal with storms in our life, and we all know about mine. But before we do, let me just say you're tuning into Chronicles of a Just Call. Just actually go into Facebook Live, go to my page, and you will see that I'm doing a live right now. And then you'll let me actually send you an invite. It'll ask you to join in. Don't worry about it. We got this. Don't even stress it. Hold on 1 second. Let me find you. Don't even stress it. We got this. So if you're tuning in, you're tuning into Blog Talk Radio. And if you're not familiar with Blog Talk Radio, you all know I've been doing this for a long time. We just celebrated our second anniversary. Woo, woo, woo. And it has been an interesting journey. Tonight is no different. but as a result of it, we have changed the name because I'm no longer – it used to be Chronicles of a Fondled Woman – but we have now changed the name to Chronicles of a Favored Woman. And as a result, that is a result of elevation. As Jacob Ladder says, every round goes higher and higher. And as we elevate with Chronicles, it does go higher and higher. And as a result of it, we have changed the name because I'm no longer in bondage. So that's where we are right now. So with that being stated, I'm hoping that Joyce got that message so that she is getting ready to do the Facebook Live. And, okay, hold on. Let's see if I got her. That's Messenger. That's Messenger. I think she's trying to do it through Messenger, but I think she didn't see it when I sent her the thing. I thank you all for being patient with me. This is actually my first time actually doing the inviting someone to be on the page, on the live page. So thank you all very much. So we're going to get through this. What this tells me is this is going to be a powerful show tonight, and we're going to get through the show. I can promise you that. I'm going to get through the show. But I do need my faithful ones who always reach out to me and let me know what's what. If you can hear me, if you cannot hear me, what's going on your end, on your receiving end, that will be great. So Joyce, just, we got it. just go into my live. Let me know if you see my live. Let me know that. That's what I really need for you to let me know. If you can see my live on Facebook. And for those of you who are on Facebook now, could you let me know and you see me on the Facebook live? That is very important right now. This is very interesting what's going on with Blog Talk this evening. This is very, very interesting because the line actually cut out just before it went live. So let me just let her know what's going on right now. So anyway, with that being stated, if you are to reach out to me, to communicate with me, it's very easy. You can always go to Blog Talk Radio. You all know that you will see my information on my Facebook page, which is Futina Kirkendall at Futina, F-O-U-C-H-I-N-A. And then my last name is Kirkendall. Oh, good. I'm starting to see people. Come on. Great. F-O-U-C-H-I-N-A, and the last name is Kirkendall, K-I-R-K-E-N-D-O-L-L. You can also reach out to me on Instagram, and that's on my awesome. I see you. I need you to go in to ask to be a part of the conversation. That's what I need you to do. So part of it, and then I can bring you on in a second. Okay, so with that being stated, she is there, so I'm just waiting for her to be invited to get in. If you need to reach out to me, you can always go to the show and catch any shows, whether it's live or as a man. You could go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Favored Woman, or you can always reach out to me via email. Thank you all so much for emailing me. It means a lot to me. And that's C as in Charlie, OAFwoman@gmail.com. Once again, that's C as in Charlie, OAFwoman@gmail.com. So with that being stated, I am waiting. Are you kidding me? I am waiting for this to... It is very interesting tonight. And this is very interesting. My Facebook is really acting up tonight. It is really acting up. But, you know, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. I don't understand what's going on with this. This means it's something powerful. Really? Really, really, really? Are we doing this again tonight? We are doing this again tonight. Okay, let's try this again. So let's try this again. Not sure what's going on, but for those of my prayer warriors out there, I'm going to need y'all to, you know, hey, I don't play around with it, so I'm going to need y'all to put the prayers out there, and we're going to make this happen. So, Joyce, I need you to hold tight and just try to get back into the live again, because I don't know exactly what's going on this evening. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving. So don't trip or sweat it. We got this. Really, it won't let you join the live. That's interesting. Try it again. Try it again, because I just had to go out and come back in. So try it again. Try it again. If you're listening to me, try it again. Try it again. Try it again. I really need y'all to put up the prayers now, because I just don't understand what's going on here. What's going on with this? No, well, actually, I do. Let me take that back. Yes, I do. I do know what's going on. It's because of the message that's getting ready to come forth. It's the message that's getting ready to come forth because it's powerful, and her testimony is very, very powerful. And when you have a powerful message that's getting ready to come forth, the enemy does not like that. And but it's not going to stop the flow, because anybody who knows me knows that I'm very resilient, and it takes a lot. Oh, thank you, Brooklyn. Brooke, I really appreciate you tuning in. I really, really appreciate that. So we have people that's chiming in. I just need y'all to lift us up in prayer, lift us up in prayer, because we're going to have to make this happen, because the enemy will not win tonight. enemy will not be in tonight. So with that being stated, I see people are chiming in. I appreciate that, and I appreciate y'all being faithful with me. I really do. I really do. I need your prayers. I'm asking you all to lift us up in prayer because we're going to get this, and I'm asking you all to lift Miss Joyce up in it as well, to let her know we're going to get through this. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Her book is called, here we go, let me invite her again, Speak to the Storm. And I am telling you, talking about something powerful. Like I stated before, she is very near and dear to my heart. Like I said before, she's the one that took me to my chemo treatment. And I did have to endure chemo, not as much as she had to. But I did have to endure chemo at some point in my life. And to this day, we are still sisters. I can't even call her a friend. We're like sisters. And I'm just looking forward to bring her forth once we get through this. And she will come on board with what's going on. Let me just see what's going on with my blog talk, because it's telling me the host is not in and I am the host. Isn't that something special? So I'm not sure what's up with that, but we're going to work it out the best way we can tonight. So, and if not, you know, we're going to always have another show on it. So it's not going to stop us, and it's not going to block us. We're going to get this done. And Ms. Smith, don't use this as an example, but you know what? Yeah, do it as an example, because even throughout all of this, we're still going to do what we need to do to get this done. I don't let anything stop me from doing what I need to do. I don't get discouraged. I just do what I need to do. I pick up the pieces, and I keep it moving. Okay, here we go. Okay, let me see what she said. Okay, because someone, okay. Yeah, I can't hear you, honey, but I'm glad that you can hear me. But for some reason, I don't know what's going on with it. It disconnected me as soon as I was about to go live, so I had to call back in. So even my live went down, so I need you to go back into the live. I sent you an invite, and I need you to click in to request to be a part of the to be a part of the show. Okay, I don't know what just happened here. This is very, very interesting tonight. I'm still on the blog talk so thing, and I do apologize, Joyce. We're going to get through this. I promise you that we are going to get through this for sure. Even if it means we do this again, that's exactly what it means to me. That's all it means. Let me start. I'm assuming this live is not on anymore, so we'll try another one. Oh, no, we're not doing this. Okay, start a live video. Okay, let's try it again. So I think what may happen is I may have to start this, cancel this entire show out and do it again, because I'm not really one to quit about anything. I've never been a quitter, so I'm not going to start now. So, Joyce, try to go back into it again. This is very, very weird. No, it's not. That's the enemy trying to block it. That's all it is. You can hear me, but I can't see you on my dashboard because for some reason it doesn't recognize that I'm the host tonight for whatever reason. And, I know what it is. I got kicked out. And right before the show aired. So I'm hoping that at this moment you're going to get in, or we're going to have to reschedule this broadcast, because this is very powerful testimony. And I don't want people to miss out on this, because this is something that people need to hear. And so we're going to make this happen. And I promise you that I just don't get this. This is very interesting to me. This is very, very interesting. So hold on one second. So people said they can't get on the live. people comment on the video, and they're still seeing the old one. So let me see. Miss New Jersey, and you know who you are. All right, can you see me on the live that's on now? I'm not very sure. Let's see if you can see me on the live that's on now. And can I get on the live? What is going on? Okay. All right. Not on this particular show. Okay. All right. Well, let's just talk about storms, okay? And I don't want to get into her particular book because it's her testimony, and she has a phenomenal testimony. And I just want to talk, well, let me just speak about storms, period. You know, when I got her book, or when she told me about the book that she was going to write, the first thing I thought about was, I think it's Greg O'Quinn, when he sings that song, I Told the Storm. And as a result of that, I Told the Storm, every time I read her book, I think about that song there, you know, I Told the Storm. And phenomenal. You know, and I can't do this book any justice. It has to come from her because her testimony and her story is so powerful that only she be the person to tell it. And I, you know what, this is like the second time this has happened when I had two powerful speakers come on this line, but it's going to happen. It is truly going to happen. So I may have to disconnect this live and disconnect my blog talk for the night. Isn't that something? But anyway, we're going to keep it moving. So with that being said, that's what the show was about tonight. It was about our testimony of Joyce McClain. And if you, what I am going to suggest, if you haven't heard about her book, Speak to the Storm, that you go out and purchase it. It is on Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. Please purchase that book. It is a phenomenal story, especially about cancer survivors, and she is by far one of the most phenomenal survivors that I know. And her testimony and her testament is, I see you. Okay, so I know that people are getting on there. So Joyce, because I see someone else who's able to get on there, and if I wanted to bring her on, I can. So I need you. Thank you. I see you. Thank you. I see you. So, Joyce, I need you to get back on, because if not, I'm going to have, let me see, try it one more time. Try Facebook Live one more time. Facebook Live. Live one more time. More time. All right. I appreciate y'all being patient with me. Yes. Okay, let's try this again. All right. Now, let's try this again. All right, resume. So we're going to keep it moving. That's what we're going to do. So, yeah. So with that being said, we're just going to keep it moving and with what we have here. And I just know, I'm just going to share a little bit about my story, my testimony. You all are very familiar with it. I am a survivor as well. I'm definitely not a cancer survivor, but I do have an autoimmune disorder. And just for you all who do not know, cancer is an autoimmune disorder. An autoimmune disorder is the nucleus. And from that nucleus, you have different things that stem. Cancer is one of them. Rheumatoid arthritis is one. Evan syndrome, that's what I have, is also one. And it affects people in so many different ways. And, yes, I had to undergo chemo as a result of that autoimmune disorder. It's very dangerous. I can't say one is more dangerous than the other. I'm not going to say that. An autoimmune disorder is very dangerous. People take it for granted, and people think that, you know, when people feel a certain kind of way,
that, you know, it's okay, or they're just saying what they're saying. But no, autoimmune disorder are something serious. And it's not something that you plan. It's not something that, you know, fortunately with Joyce, she was able to overcome. With mine is there, unless it's God's healing that is totally removed. But I'm going through even tonight. It's everything in my power to be on the show tonight because I literally, to give you an idea of what I go through, the best way to describe it is just imagine someone puts their mouth over your mouth and they suck all the air, all the energy out of you, and then they leave you there. And then you're just left there with no energy. That's how I feel at times. So there are times I'm dragging, and sometimes I'll know when my platelets are low. And just to let you know what, see who's trying to reach out to me. She's trying to reach out to me on Messenger. Okay, hold on 1 second. She's doing it the wrong way. What I love about her, she's like a fighter like myself. She don't give up easily. And I love that about her. So hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get her invite. Okay. Okay, so I just sent her invite. So I'm hoping this will do it this time. Third time is always the charm. So that's what we're hoping that will happen. So thank you all for can you be patient. Now, I know a lot of people was on the live earlier and got disconnected. So I'm hoping that people are coming back on board. To hold on, let's see if I can get her. Hey, do me a favor because I'm on Facebook Live. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I'm on Facebook Live, so I sent you a request. Did you see it?
Where's the request at, Tina?
Okay, so do you see me on Facebook Live because my live kicked out for whatever reason?
Yeah.
That's the enemy trying to mess with us because of the powerful message.
I know.
Okay,
I
so
know.
If you go back on my live, there's a request to ask to be a part of the video. Do you
and,
see
and that's the green. I see you
right,
talking.
Right, but do you see the green thing that says request to be a part of the video?
No, I just see the green dot on your picture.
Okay. What does that green dot say?
Okay, let me get back over here. Hold on for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
It has your picture there, and it says green dot. So I click on the green dot.
Mm-hmm.
It says view story and view profile picture.
Okay, because it's saying that you didn't request. It said that you didn't respond to my request. That's what it just told me.
I don't have it. It just says view. Story and view profile picture.
Okay, I'm going to send you another one, okay? Hold on 1 second. Now, I got to get off this call to do it because I'm actually literally on live. So hold on 1 second.
When I dial in the number,
yeah,
you want me to dial?
No, for some reason, my Blog Talk is acting up. It disconnected as soon as I was about to get on the show. So it's not recognizing me as the host. So I'm not gonna stress it. That's why we're gonna try to do the Facebook Live. So I'm gonna send you another request, and hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I may have to call you on Chase's phone. Hold on 1 second. Bye bye. Let's see if it still has me here. Okay. Okay, let's try this again. Let's try this again. Let's see. Guest request. Okay. Choice.
try this again for like a third time or fourth.
They said third time is the charm, so let's just see if third time is going to work.
Oh, my goodness. This is interesting. Really?
Oh, that's because she's not here.
Okay. That's here. Okay. So, okay, we're going to try this again. We're going to try this again. We're not giving up. So, Joyce, get me on. Okay, I sent her the invite. Isn't it something? Joyce McLean. Yeah. All right, I sent her the invite.
Can you hear me? I can see you. Now, are you referring to the Facebook or are you referring to live? So I need for you to send me a request to come on to the live. That's what I need for you to do, and you could do that on your end. I can see you, Joyce. I need you to send me a request to come on the live. That's what I need for you to do. There you go. I got you. All right, now let me do my part.
Okay, hold on a second.
Here we go. Add. Adding. Okay, you should be coming up. Hold on one second. Okay, I got you. It says that you're here, but I don't see you. Okay, add. Adding. Okay. I'm waiting for it to add you, Troy. So it says connect. There we go. Finally. Yes. I was like, I am not quitting. I am not going to quit. So what I need for you to do is you probably need to reach out to your friends and let them know. Go on my Facebook page and they can reach me on Facebook Live. Or you can share it to your page and they can, if you share this, like share it to your page. They can see you on live right now, and then they can tune in because we had a lot of people that was tuning in. And, of course, with all the technical difficulties, they dropped. So that's how we're going to do, okay? Yes. So, first of all, let me just say this. For being patient, I'm not exactly sure what happened. My blog, when I logged into my Blog Talk, it literally cut my phone off. It just wanted to, they didn't recognize. I don't know what happened, but, you know, this only happened on one other time when I had another lady on the show, and she had a powerful testimony. But it's one of those things where, thank you, where when you know there's something powerful getting ready to come on, the enemy will try to throw them stones in there. But that's all right. I'm not going to sit there and stress it anymore. I'm just not. So what I'm saying to you is, like, you have an opportunity to share it to your page. So share it to your page is what I'm going to tell you to do, and they can see that we're on live, and we're going to go from there. So I'm going to give you a few seconds to do that, and while you're doing that, I'm going to do that as well. And in the meantime, I wanted to just tell people, I was telling people about you, you know, just tell them how we knew each other, how we came about. And I let them know that you were actually the one that was taking me to my chemo treatment. So I was just so appreciative of that. So I was very, very appreciative of that. So, and as a result, you know, the powerful testimony that you have, and I was just telling them about how we have storms in our life, and a lot of people have storms in their life, but your storm is so interesting, and the thing is how you triumphed over your storm, as that's what's special to me. And I'm looking forward to hearing or letting you share a bachelor storm. So I'm going to present to some and introduce to others Miss Joyce McLean.
Oh, thank you, Tina. Thank you so much. You know, I appreciate this opportunity that you've given me tonight to share my testimony and talk to you about my new book, Storm, The Testimony of Joyce McLean. You are a beautiful spirit. I just want
to
let you know that this
to God
is a true
be the glory,
blessing,
honey.
And I thank you
thank
for
you.
This opportunity.
Thank you. To God be the glory.
Yes, always. I just want to let everybody know that my book can be purchased on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also give a call at 470-315-3968, and you can place your order there. I'm on all social media platforms, Joyce McLean, Speak to the Storm. I want to be able to share my story. You know, everybody has a story to tell. I have a testimony, and I'm the testimony to that is struggling with the battle to overcome cancer, the caretakers that struggle with support, you know, watching loved ones go through, which that fight can take your life at any second, you know, and I want to help the survivors. You know, it's so much to hearing those three words, you got cancer. It'll stop you in your tracks. And I just want to share my, give my testimony and see if I could help somebody out there that might be going through it, you know, just to give them some information, tell them what I did, you know, through my darkest times. Help them. You got to have something to focus on when you're going through such a battle. You got to have something to put your for me, I pray God, my faith was strong, looking at them, seeing them lying in those hospital chairs day in and day out, seeing my sister, my sister. You know, I just have a testimony. It gives me chills, and I just thank you for giving me the opportunity tonight to reach as many people as I can on this platform. Tell my story.
Awesome. You know, I want to, you know, tell me about who Joyce is. Yeah, I know you told me that you're a mother. You're so tell us about who you are, what you do, and why you do what you do.
I'm the youngest. I have two beautiful young adults. One is 24. My daughter's 27. My son is 24. I'm thankful to be here. I'm a cancer survivor. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an author. I'm a mother. I'm a sister. My aunt. I'm a child of God. And I'm here to let you know the story started February in 2016. You know, I was healthy at that time. I was healthy, going to the gym, working out, just doing, living life. And all of a sudden, I just didn't feel like myself anymore, Tina. I got weak. I couldn't hold anything down on my stomach, nothing. I just felt right. One thing that I want people to take away from this is to get a second in the emergency room. Twice they misdiagnosed me. I was 48 years old when I was first diagnosed with cancer. My kids were right there with me, by my side, each in that emergency room. You know, I'm mom, so I got to put on that face of being
strong, and
assure them that I'm alright. Their words touched my soul, telling me, Mom, we're going to see you. Hear that from them. Well, something was wrong. Hearing that, I was so scared, knowing that, oh, my God, for me. You know, they told me that I had acid reflux. I wasn't acid reflux.
And they did that, like, more than once, didn't they?
They did. It turned out to be stage 3, level C. It's late stage colon cancer. It had already spread to those. So finally, in that hospital, it was my daughter. It took me to get a second opinion. I went in. They gave me a colonoscopy. I was so sick. I aspirated on a table. And when they wheeled me into the recovery room, they said, "Miss McLean, what's wrong?" Because I was shaking and I couldn't stop shaking. And I said, "You know, I don't know what's wrong. I'm shaking. I can't stop shaking." And I stopped breathing. Right then and there, coded me, code blue. And so that peace, that indescribable peace, you know, that peace that you're like, "Oh my goodness, what is this?" To this day, there are no words to describe it. I just felt myself leaving this world. And I thank God every day for saving my life. Because when I opened my eyes up, I was in the ICU, still here. I stayed in the ICU for 4 days almost. They moved me up to the cancer floor. And the doctor came in and said, "You know, pathology report is showing this late-stage cancer, colon cancer." I was 48. Too young to even be screened for colon cancer at that point. So, I thank God for letting me help my sister there, who, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody needs a patient advocate. My sister was that voice for me when I couldn't speak for myself. You know, it's need that voice for you. You need that fighter to be there by your side. And I just thank God for my sister. I thank God for Jess. And I thank God for Xavier because they never left my side. And that was just getting through the colonoscopy and getting through the surgery.
Right.
I was still facing chemotherapy treatments.
Right.
Yep.
I want to go back to a couple things. Once you told me that you said you weren't feeling good, and so you were misdiagnosed, what was the time span from you feeling not feeling well to the time when they realized that you had cancer? What was that time frame from being misdiagnosed to when you found out you had cancer?
3 months.
3 months. Of pain.
It was 3 months. February 2016, I started feeling ill. From February to March, I lost 31 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
By the time March 31st came around, so I think it was I entered into that hospital April 12th. Yeah, April 12th. I went into the hospital. I went into that hospital, and I stayed in that hospital for almost a month. Almost a month. By the time I got out of that hospital, I'm going to tell y'all, God worked it. I aspirated on the table and ended up with aspirational pneumonia. So then I had to have breathing treatment. Had my surgery at the hospital. Went through all of that. Sometimes, this is why I go back to that patient advocate.
Exactly.
Sometimes some doctors, not all, because my surgeon, when she came into the room, she had tears in her eyes and was rubbing my hand, telling me, "You have late-stage cancer, and I'm going to be here to help you through this." I thank Dr. Schaefer. There was this one doctor who saw me as an overweight black woman, and automatically said, when my sister said to him, "Well, can she start chemotherapy treatment?" He said, "Don't worry about it. Go to steak and get a milkshake."
Say what?
You got to get over the pneumonia first. He saw an overweight black woman. Automatically thought that she didn't care about her life.
Exactly. A milkshake.
And so I looked at it before I could say
It was already on it. It was already on it.
Jackie jumped up. What did you say? So I employ everybody to have a patient advocate there that can fight your battle when you cannot.
Exactly.
And once I got out of that hospital, before I got out, I saw a commercial, and it was for Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, commercial, come on now. Because the doctor then told me that it may be 6 months before I could even start chemotherapy treatment in this hospital. So let me try this other hospital, Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I called them.
Mm-hmm.